There's a new development to tell you about in the ongoing hunger strike at Guantanamo Bay. Lawyers for some of the approximately 500 detainees there say that the military is using tough new tactics to break the months-long strike. The military says it has to do everything it can to make sure that none of the prisoners dies. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In early August, a small group of Guantanamo detainees began a hunger strike. Many more quickly joined in until about 130 prisoners were living on fluids only. Over the months, those numbers fluctuated. At the end of December, 84 detainees were still striking. Today, only 4 remain. Neil Coslow, a lawyer at Sherman and Sterling who represents several Kuwaitis being held at Guantanamo, says that the military is using restraint chairs to force-feed the strikers.
It's a metal chair which ties down the detainees in 6 positions. They force open their mouths and then they shove down their mouths a nutritional supplement mixed with milk of magnesium and other ingredients. They get nauseous, they vomit, they defecate over themselves, they urinate over themselves, and they're kept strapped in that condition throughout this process.
Coslow says one of his clients endured about 4 days of this procedure until he agreed to give up his strike. Another decided to start eating again after he heard his neighbor go through the procedure.
He could hear the man screaming in pain, and after the procedure was over, the man told him, "Don't go through this. It's just too awful."
Coslow says using the restraint chairs is both degrading and barbaric. Brian Whitman, a Pentagon spokesman, disagrees with that characterization.
This process and procedure is done in a controlled environment with the health and safety of the detainee first and foremost in mind.
And Whitman says the restraint chairs are used only when necessary.
It is the department policy to preserve life through lawful clinical means. It's done in a humane fashion, and it's completely consistent with processes that are used in the United States in our federal correction facilities.
But Leonard Rubenstein, the executive director of Physicians for Human Rights, says in federal prisons, inmates can at least make better informed decisions about whether to continue a hunger strike. The Guantanamo detainees have virtually no access to the outside world.
The ethical rules do say that if the hunger striker is confused or not able to make an informed decision, the doctor can make a decision to feed. The problem here is that the prisoners haven't had any opportunity to have good, independent medical and non-medical advice and evaluation.
Rubenstein says if a detainee has to be forcibly restrained in order to feed him, it's clear he doesn't want to eat. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.